This is RadioFire.com. I go by the name of Diamond K. I am joined by the very lovely, the very talented. You want to introduce yourself, or you want me to do it? So I can go ahead and can continue.
Yes.
Okay. The very lovely, the very talented Miss Sweet C. Okay. Look at you. Look at you.
Hi, everyone.
So how are you doing? By the way.
Awesome.
All right, so a lot of things I want to talk about, obviously, and it's not going to be that popular, okay? The things that I have to say are not going to be, in fashion, in vogue, but I don't care about that. I'm going to say what I feel. How are you doing, by the way? First, let me.
I already told you I was awesome.
You're good? Okay.
Yeah.
So, ironically, it's a Sunday. A lot of people are in church or just got out of church. They had an early service.
Mm-hmm.
I personally like church. So I don't want people to feel like I don't like church. I'm not a believer because I am. What I don't like, though, is people who live a lie. People who just take advantage of the sheep that are in the church. What are people that want to be led? The believers. Because you got the older people who really, really, really believe and they're brainwashed. Pastor said, it's how, we used to be, those people, whatever the pastor does, they're going with it.
Right.
The pastor can do no wrong.
Hallelujah.
But we all know that that's not true.
Nope.
A lot of pastors do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I am on is a mission. I am on a mission to bring to light the wrongdoings of these fake preachers. The number one fake preacher, he is a real preacher, but the number one preacher on my list
is
Jamal Bryant. Yes, he's on my list. And let me tell you why he's on my list. He's on my list because
they're gonna come for you.
That's all right. They've been coming. I'm gonna read some of the emails and the hate mail and the comments.
They're gonna come down here with the cross.
and that's fine. Okay, so first let me say this. I left my book bag in my car, right?
Right.
In a parking lot in downtown Baltimore. Okay, so I drive a Lexus, and I came back to the car. It's a hole in my window.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I thought it was one of the Jamal Bryant flops. But it was not. They hit like four cars in the lot.
Okay.
And so I lost a lot of things. I'm notorious for carrying my book bag around everywhere.
Yes.
Like dates, family functions.
Yes, and everything is in there.
Everything. And it just so happened. So, let me say. So I lost my hard drive, two of them, my backup and the original. Everything that I have ever filmed is gone, okay?
Are you serious?
Yes. So Put a Ring on It movie, gone. Caseload documentary, gone. Big Tony documentary, gone. Reggie Reg documentary, gone. All stuff, unreleased stuff, gone. Music collection from 1993 up until last week, gone. A lot of footage that had not come out that I was in various stages of working on stuff, music video, a lot of stuff. It was some other things in there. Some other electronic stuff that's replaceable. Camera, laptop, voice recorder, memory cards, okay, So a lot of photos that I'll never be able to get back. Okay, fine. Whatever. I'm over it. So one of Jamal Bryant's flock said to me, that was a warning from God for you messing with one of the anointed. Okay, how am I messing with one of the anointed if the anointed is living foul? If the anointed is living a lie? If the anointed is sleeping with the congregation, allegedly, okay? You're wrong for not calling it out. You're wrong for accepting it. You're wrong for letting your daughters and your mothers and your sisters participate in the fuckery. So, you know, I mean, because I was foolish to leave the book bag in the car. If I didn't leave the book bag in the car, the window would not have been broken.
Whoever stole diamond stuff, can you just drop all that stuff off? You're not going to need it.
You already took $400 off my car in gas. So you're sitting at the gas station, you know. You want to fill the car?
Just drop all that hard drive off. We need that stuff.
I need a hard drive, but whatever. Okay.
Keep the laptops and stuff. He needs the hard drive.
You can't use it. So, I mean, you know what? You can't get it in the laptop. It's locked. You know, whatever. But, so that's not what that.
Oh, that happened to you because you was calling out.
I went in on Jamal Bryant last week. So, like, 2 days later, that happened. That had nothing to do with Jamal Bryant. and so, but my thing is that it's not, is it wrong for you to say when somebody in a higher position does something wrong?
It's wrong for you to come for Pastor Jamal Bryant.
Why?
Because his congregation does not play.
Oh, there you have it. Okay.
Because they feel that anything that it was a setup, they think this is a setup.
Like Marion Barry? Jamal Bryant is like Marion Barry?
They trying to set him up.
No. Jamal Bryant is a hypocrite. He has consistently, in his own words, said that he could not be faithful to his wife and that if they didn't get divorced, he would have done it again. Now, let me remind you that done it again means he slept with somebody in the congregation and had a baby. No applause for that. And he was married. And he has kids. Mm-hmm. And he still works there. Like, he's still there.
That's his job.
Jamal Bryant needs to step down.
He's not.
He does, though. He's not.
He's not.
But he does.
Because this allegation, she doesn't come from the church. And he's single.
He is single.
And he can mingle.
He can mingle.
With his pingle.
Does that mean that anybody in the church can mingle? It's okay. So anybody in the church has a baby, they're not going to be looked down upon.
I don't think they do that no
They're not going to be shunned. They're not going to be talking about them behind their back.
Well, they are going to talk about them behind their back.
And so we're talking about Jamal Bryant to his face. And there's nothing wrong with that. Look, my thing is, I have no malice in my heart for Jamal Bryant. He was out on the front lines. In Ferguson. Let me applaud him for that.
Publicity.
He was out on the front lines for Black Lives Matter. Applaud him for that.
Publicity.
And he was trying to allegedly be on the front lines sending this lady to Planned Parenthood.
She didn't go.
Okay. And all lives matter, right? Right? All lives matter. Not just Black lives. All lives matter. Kids' lives matter. Unborn children matter. Right? Not just people that were shot by the police. And for the record on that, where is all of the churches now? We still have people dying every day. They're not out there. Where they at? Are they out there? Are they out there? No?
No.
They're not out there. So, you know, I don't understand. I don't understand why Jamal Bryant and everybody, where's everybody at now? Because the video cameras are gone. He's not there. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he doesn't know that it's happening. So we can should I add him and tell him? Maybe he doesn't know. Now, you know, that's how I feel about that. I feel that Jamal Bryant needs to step down.
He's not going to sit down.
He's not going to step down. I know that. You feel differently about this, and please, you know, so you probably feel that I'm wrong. So what?
My feeling is, like I told, like church, like when I was in the church or whatever, you know, they always came up with excuses on why a pastor is getting caught doing something. Someone is always trying to set him up. Someone's coming for an anointing.
It's the devil.
It's the devil, you know. But my thing is, I think now church is publicity. It's a front. It's an easy money maker. It's just not the same. It's not the same anymore.
And
it's a job.
And it's an easy pussy getter.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's a job. It's like me and you going to work. Being a pastor is a job now. It's a career. It's a money maker.
I mean, I get that.
But I think they need to stop putting these high morals on these pastors, telling them they can't do this and they can't do that when they can't really live that life. Jamal Bryant, he can preach. He can preach his ass off. He can preach to people of our age for us to understand. That is a gift. But he also has a gift that he loves pussy, and he can't help it. He can't help it. He's horny. Horny little pastor.
Jamal Bryant said back in 2014
that he was horny
during service. These hoes ain't loyal. He
mm-hmm.
said that.
Yes.
Okay. That's unacceptable.
They not. Look at them now. They not loyal. They not.
I get it. You know what I mean? I get it.
She went behind his back and bought all that stuff from LabCorp, all that confidential information, and put it on social media. Like, for what?
So she's supposed to hide it?
Yes.
Why?
Because she was a fucking jump off. That's why. She was the masseuse to all the pastors that, pastor in Delaware, where she from, she's a masseuse. What the hell is a masseuse? To get all the pastors off, pretty much. She was a jump off.
Okay. If
what'd you say, the gospel superhero?
Yeah, I thought she was the gospel superhero. But if she was a jump off, allegedly, okay, and he slept with her, knowing that other pastors had been there, and he did not use
any protection,
why is he in charge of my church telling my children, telling my grandchildren, I don't have any children, by the way, but telling anybody in the Empowerment Temple, which I know people there, how is he telling them anything?
Anything like what? He's not
anything
talking
about
sex.
He gave marriage counseling to the poor lady who he had a child with before.
She was married too?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was married. She ain't shit even then.
Listen. He's done a lot of dirt.
He's horny, okay?
Everybody gets it. Listen, it's nothing wrong with
but
the
but he's not the only pastor that's out here smashing.
No, I'm getting on all of them.
Everybody he smashed just... The only reason why they tell on Jamal because he ain't giving up them dollars. She's only getting $1,100 in child support. That's not enough for her ass. The only reason why she had that baby is for a stepping stone, like to come up.
I agree with that.
But wrong answer. She didn't get what she wanted.
So if he turned this into a teachable moment, if he turned this into a situation that he could say, look, I did this. It was wrong.
He don't think it's wrong.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And that's the problem.
He likes.
If he turned it into a teachable moment, I think it would be respectable. If he wasn't being hypocritical and coming down on other people doing the same thing, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Donna, he's not going to apologize because at this moment of time, he doesn't think what he's doing is wrong. So would you want him to give us a speech every year? Every 6 months?
I don't know. I feel strongly about this. And I am looking for other women who Jamal Bryant has been with. You have been with Jamal Bryant.
You want them to come down to the station
yes.
and do an interview.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
If you have been with Jamal Bryant, I want you to email me, yourradioonfire@gmail.com, or
this is unbelievable.
Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, at the Diamond Case.
We don't have to show your face either.
We don't have to show your face. It could be a phone call.
Right.
You know, it could be
you
a
can
phone call
in.
It could be an email. It could be whatever you want it to be, or you can come to the studio. Either one. But I want to talk to you. I want to get an understanding. Do you feel betrayed by your pastor? Do you feel that he's doing wrong? Or do you think it's right? Or do you think it's all good?
I was a member of his church back in the day. And if he would have gave me that eye contact, all these little flakies out here, they would have been gave Jamal them drawers.
If he would have gave you the eye
contact,
what? What are you saying?
Yeah. Why would he would have been my pastor?
You would have...
Yes. Yes. He's a powerful black man with money. Yes. Back in my young hopper days, yeah. I would have smashed pastor.
Wow. Hey. Okay. All right. My thing is this. It's nothing.
I'm just being honest. A lot of the females out here are not being honest about it.
I appreciate that. And I understand that. I am not without sin. As I said on many shows, I've slept with many women who are not my wife. Wait, I've never been married. Okay. I was engaged, but I've never been married. And, I've
temptation is a bitch.
It is. But I'm not in front of a church stating how I'm not interpreting. I'm not the messenger of the Lord. No. Mm-mm. And if I do, it's time for me to step down.
But he's not preaching about that. He don't
preach
about that. Just different things in life. Jamal Bryant is like an empowerment. That's what's called empowerment temple. He's more like an empowerment preacher. Like, trying to make yourself be better. Think that you the shit, pretty much. When you wake up in the morning, like, tell the world, like, I'm here. This is it. This is where I'm going to be. He used the secret a lot in his ministry. Like, with whatever you decide in your mind that you want to do, you can do it, pretty much. He don't really preach about the things that he do at the hour.
Of course he does. Here's the hole in that theory, okay? We came down hard on Sheila Dixon for...
Who is we? Because I didn't think she did anything wrong.
Okay, well, a lot of people thought that she did something wrong. They thought that she, bare minimum, did something that was unethical, right? Unethical.
People doing on their jobs every day.
Sure. But my thing is that you would you want somebody handling your money who was a known thief?
She's not a thief.
I'm talking about her now. I'm gonna say she wasn't handling the money. I'm just saying let's talk about an accountant.
Uh-huh.
Would you want an accountant doing your taxes was on probation for tax fraud?
Because they know how to get you money.
So yeah, you would. I don't understand why this is not an open shut case. I don't understand why
he's not going to step down.
No, I know he's not.
And people's mind, right? And people's mind is like he's single; he can do what he want to do.
And what was the excuse when he was married?
That was he was dead wrong, and he stepped down. He stepped down.
He's back.
Yeah, he only had to sit down for like 6 months. He stepped down and said the demons and that he was in a dark place.
Is that
yada,
dark place
yada,
back?
Yada, yada. I don't even think that he wanted to be married to Giselle anyway.
So
Look at her. She's a whiny little wench. Ugh.
What's wrong with her? I think
she's annoying.
She's annoying?
Yes, she's annoying. I don't even think that she was his type. Look at the girls that he keeps getting popped with. Cocoa butter girls.
I like that.
I know.
Yeah, I don't understand... Okay, we have a similar taste in women, all right? That's true. It's nothing wrong with the women that he dates. It's nothing wrong with him dating. Some Playboy pastor, that's kind of weird. A Playboy pastor is kind of weird. He's going to be on a TV show on Fox this summer for a trial run in New York and L.A. With other alleged preachers living the same lifestyle, alleged. I don't know them, so I haven't done my research on them yet, but I will. You don't see anything wrong with this.
No, it's 2016.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good then. 2016.
I don't because.
My bad.
I don't even believe in half of that nonsense that's in the Bible. Like, who makes these rules? Who makes these rules? Who said that you can't do this? Who said it?
You have a young son.
Mm-hmm.
How can Pastor Jamal Bryant teach your young son the right and wrong way to even treat a woman?
He's not even supposed to be teaching my son anything.
But he's supposed to be an example as the head of the church.
Just because you a hoe don't mean you know how to treat a woman?
No, he doesn't, clearly.
Why?
I don't know.
Why, Diamond? Because he cheats? Just because you cheat don't make you a bad person.
That is true.
That is true, huh?
That is true. But I'm not saying that he's a bad person.
He's horny. He likes to do it.
So there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with this.
Now that he's not married. I don't care what he does behind closed doors.
So why were we outraged that R. Kelly allegedly slept with a 16, 15, however old?
I wasn't outraged because
there was a lot of outrage.
I wasn't mad because when I was 16, I would tell older men that I was 20, I was 19. So it happens. Mm. I wasn't mad. People that get mad about stuff act like they just walk on holy ground and they ain't do stuff. They forget about the shit they have done. They phony and they fake.
I mean, I don't have any problem with him having a child. I
have a problem with whoever gave that lady that paperwork.
What do you mean?
The paperwork that she was issued, okay? When you take a DNA test, you only get your results. She had the results. She had the picture where he signed his thumbprint, her picture, all that stuff. She paid somebody for that in the medical field. Wherever she went and got that test done, she paid for that stuff to be posted on, so she can have it so she can post it. Someone broke HIPAA big time. And she probably paid a lot for that paperwork.
Well, so you're saying that she should not have that paperwork? I mean, she's
not supposed to have that. Those are copies. Somebody made copies. She paid for that.
How is the violation of HIPAA if she is one of the people in the picture?
Then just give her her picture.
But they take a picture. I took a DNA test before.
But you're not.
On two occasions.
She's not.
Not for her child, by the way. Two different kids. I took two DNA tests, which I talk about in my book, You're Not the Father, on Amazon right now.
So you know how it goes.
So I know how it goes.
You're not supposed to have that.
That is to, say this is the mouth.
Right, and they show you the picture of the baby and the mother. And yes, all that, you're not supposed to have that. That doesn't come in a report.
That is true. It does not come in a report. It does not come in a report.
And she bought that person sold her that paperwork or those copies to do vicious harm.
How is it harm though?
Because that's their business.
So if this was not Pastor Jamal Bryant, this was just regular old Jamal Bryant this is regular old Jamal Bryant from Reisterstown Road, right?
Yes.
And Keisha did
the same thing.
Keisha's a perfect name. Go ahead, let's jump on Keisha.
Keisha did the same thing. Keisha is dead wrong for putting that on IG. She did wrong.
Regular old Jamal Bryant from Reisterstown Road was not taking care of his child. Then y'all will be dumping on him as a deadbeat dad. But because it's Jamal Bryant.
First of all, you knew he was a deadbeat dad before you let that nigga lay up in you and have a baby. I don't be feeling sorry for these women.
Yeah. So like you said, these hoes ain't loyal. Now, and for the record, it was LB Genetics that did the DNA test.
I did.
So
in California,
yes,
I read the text message. You're not getting what she wanted, so now you out here snitching because you thought she was gonna get what, 3 G's, 4 G's a month because you popped out a baby, you side chick. She's not even a side chick. She's a church jump off. I don't feel sorry for her. She's trash.
What about her? What about the child?
What about him?
Hate
your mother.
You're only saying that because it is Jamal Bryant.
No, I'm not. I feel that way about anybody. I think when you decide that when you're just having casual sex with somebody and you guys aren't in a relationship and you, I'm pregnant. And he like, well, I'm not ready to have a baby, yada, yada. And you choose to do otherwise because it's my body and I'm going to do it and it takes two and yada, yada, yada. You're making a choice now. You're going to be the mother and the father. You made that choice.
All right. Well, wow. Okay.
Then you want to take him downtown. Then after he tell you, you know, he don't want to have a baby, you want to take him downtown for child support.
He shouldn't be taken downtown for child support?
No, he did not want to have a baby. Now you chose to be the mother and the father. Because you, in your mind, thinking it takes two to have a baby. It's his responsibility.
It does take two. And
it takes a mature woman to have a baby.
Okay.
It takes a mature woman to know, okay, he said that he doesn't want to have a baby, but I'm choosing otherwise. Therefore, I'm going to be mature about the situation and handle my business.
And handling the business means if the father says, not going to have a baby, then she should just get rid of the baby. Is that what you're saying?
Or do it by yourself.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
Why?
Let me first say this, that I have done many things in my life that I regret. Okay. My first girlfriend, during the point where I was starting my music career,
mm-hmm.
we got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I pressured her and forced her to get an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I regret that often. Now, I was wrong for that. She did not obviously want to have the child,
mm-hmm.
and have to play the, forcing me to
Mama
do the game, which she would not have had to do, because even though I was saying that, I would have done what I was supposed to do. But I made it all about me,
mm-hmm.
and how the baby would affect me,
mm-hmm.
and made it a selfish thing, right? That was the wrong thing to do. Now, I'm not, and at the time I was 17. So,
exactly.
This is totally different.
But you was a child.
I was a child. True.
You were a child.
True. And you know, so I'm just saying it's wrong for the man to put that type of pressure on the woman.
And it's not wrong for her to put the pressure on him?
Yeah, but here's the thing. We're in control of the whether or not we use protection.
And she's not?
She's in control too.
Exactly.
But we're more in control. Because it's on our body part.
Lord Jesus, it's going to be a fire.
No.
She can take birth control. No.
Sure. I'm saying we both are responsible.
Exactly.
But once the deed is done.
The deed is done.
Once the seed has been planted and she's got you, like, aha, I got you. You messed up. And I think that a preacher getting abortions is crazy.
Black lives don't really matter, huh?
How about that? So, that's my thoughts on that. And
we would never know about this if the child support was a little bit extra. Run me that money, Jamal. That's what she thought. And he said no.
Well, I guess the thing about that is that playing devil's advocate, if he had done that, then later on she would come back for some more.
All his baby mothers, I think, get $1,100.
And come back for some more. Maybe I'm wrong. No, I'm not wrong. The head of a mega church should be held to a higher esteem, a higher level than he currently is. That's all.
All I'm going to say is, Jamal, you keep getting caught, yo. You got to get ones that, like, don't speak English or something.
In the comment section, let us know your thoughts. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Diamond K Show.
Pay these chicks more money, yo.
Right, radioonfire.com. Let us know your thoughts on that. As I said, any women who've been with Jamal Bryant who want to talk either on camera or off on the phone, email your radioonfire@gmail.com.
Or any other pastor that's on here.
Any other pastor, because I want a pastor.
He's not the only one.
He's not the only one.
He's not the only one.
He's just the current one.
Right.
So, But you know, I want to close out this part of the discussion by saying a true pastor should be a real mentor. A true pastor should be a real mentor and not someone who is living fat. Okay. Just like those boys in the Catholic Church that are going to those guys for mentorship and, you know, they're raping them.
Exactly, because they keep on putting these rules on these pastors.
Pastors should not be messing with little boys or little girls.
Because they tell them that they can't get, have no sex. Everybody needs to alleviate themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm glad we were never Catholic.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So also.
Maybe like little boys, little boys.
Also in the news. It's a restroom mandate. You know, so.
So what are they saying?
We have a transgender debate.
So they're going to have transgender bathrooms or something?
No, no. They're going to be able to use the bathrooms, whatever they identify with.
Okay.
All right. So, let's start there. So identifying means that you feel more like this than that. So mm-hmm. let's take Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn. He's somebody who's been on both sides of the fence, both bathrooms. So judging by this, I believe that he still has a male body part, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he should be going into the ladies' room. Is that what I'm understanding? Is that the right way?
Why do we have to use Bruce? Because I think Bruce is fake.
Okay, so let's use anybody. We can just use some
anybody.
Fictitious person. Okay.
Right. So, yes. If they feel that they're female.
I mean, I like Bruce because he's a tangible person that we can point to. And we know that he has male body parts and he perfectly fits this mold. It's not like somebody who went through a sex change, right? I have family members who've gone through sex changes,
right?
That's a no-brainer. They're not transgender.
No,
she's a girl.
About, right.
Or, whatever.
Right.
So, but if the person doesn't have the type of finances to do that, or they're not at that point yet,
right.
It's very expensive and they're still taking
hormones
and they're trying, maybe they're preparing their body for the transition. What bathroom should they use?
I think they should use, if they look like a female bathroom. And if they look like a male, they should use a male bathroom, and use a closed bathroom.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Especially if female.
I got you.
Shouldn't be squatting over the goddamn urinal.
She should not be squatting on the urinal.
Right.
Okay, yeah, and I can live with that. I can live with if they look like a female
mm-hmm.
or they look like a male, then go with that. Yeah, I mean, when you put it like that, I don't have a problem with
it. I just don't think they should have their own bathroom.
No, I think that would create further controversy and further confusion than being a separate, like, oh, you use a transgender bathroom.
And my son is no baby. Like, what bathroom they going to do? Why did you get that bathroom?
Yeah. So yeah, I get you. At the same time, for kids,
right?
For kids, elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing applies because they're not going to look like. What we're having now is we have an influx. We have a generation of children who are exposed to more than we were exposed to.
Right.
So now, when you're young, it's already confusing. You know what I mean? You got your hormones kicking in. You got all of this teenage stuff. You got puberty.
Mm-hmm.
You got feelings that you don't understand
mm-hmm.
normally. And you add on this extra layer of something that could be an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's this. You know, maybe it's that. You know what I'm going to do? We're going to take this. She keeps calling, so I want to figure out what she wants. Oh, okay. All right. So why didn't that come up? All right. So she's trying to call in. Why don't we? Okay. So she wants to call in. All right. So she wants to call in. So we're gonna actually call her.
Who is that?
But so this is my thing. Let's bring actually her on the line. So what are your thoughts on this?
What on
for kids?
For the kids?
Yeah.
That's kind of confusing, Diamond.
What do you mean?
Because they don't. It's just confusing. Well, if they're baby little transgenders, they're gonna have to use the bathroom where they have to go. Like if you are a boy but you feel like a girl but you still look like a boy, you're going to the boy's bathroom.
Right. All right. So we're gonna call her.
Is that with the pastor?
No, I hope not.
Oh.
That would be terrible.
Hello.
All right. Lisa.
Hey. Hey, y'all.
Hey. Yeah,
hey, thanks. I'm on a his or her show or whatever. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey.
So we got to switch. You didn't recognize the number.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute now. We didn't move up. Okay.
We're having a debate on a few topics.
Okay.
We're talking about transgender bathrooms right now. And,
okay.
If, you know, I guess, where do you stand on the debate of the transgender bathroom usage?
Oh, boy. I want to say, in all likelihood, it should just be a male and a female restroom, okay? I feel like if you are a gentleman or gentleman-like, you should use a male bathroom, and if you are feminine or feminine-like, you should use a female bathroom.
So whatever bathroom you identify with, that's where you should go.
Right, because you have to develop a whole new bathroom. I don't know about that, y'all. I'm kind of like, yeah, I just feel like it should be whatever you identify with, your sex preference, you know, it should be what the good Lord gave you, but now people feel like they have to, you know, alter things. That's a whole nother discussion, but I feel like if you feel like, you know, you're a man or that's what you're claiming to be, then you should use a male bathroom.
But you got to look like a man.
Yeah, you have to be manly. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, okay, so if you're going to be a transgender and you're going to switch over to being a man, you might as well just take on being a man. That's it. That's what you want to do. And the same as a female. If you want to be a transgender woman, you came from being a man initially, and you can use the women's bathroom. If that's your lifehood, I mean, this is the walk that you want to take, then I think you should use the female restroom. Because ultimately that means every restroom has to be changed over to transgender. If this is what they're gonna go with.
Well, I don't think that's it. I think it's more so about keeping the bathrooms the way they are and you know, people that are you know, some of the doms can use the male's bathroom. Is that what we're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. Some of the guys that really identify with being a woman can use the woman's bathroom without repercussion or, you know, any
questions and looks. Like,
yeah.
If you're a transgender trying to be a woman and you go in the man's
mm-hmm.
bathroom,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be like, what the hell is going on?
Exactly. I feel like a guy that's trying to be a woman, you know, no shade or no tea. If that's what you identify yourself with, you should be able to use the woman's bathroom.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem if I went in the bathroom and I saw a gentleman in there that, you know, switching over. Hey, guess what? Sup? How you doing? Okay.
Would that bother you?
No, I'm just like, make sure you wash your hands.
I would not. Right.
Okay. And so now I'm thinking from my perspective.
If you can't go in that bathroom. You need to learn how to squat, too, because that's an art, too, in itself. You can't go in there and be standing up. Make sure you shut the door. No shade.
Right,
I mean, because some
stuff. Yeah, I mean, also.
Don't.
Right,
you got to learn how to squat.
It shouldn't really make a difference.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, because you know how guys are. Y'all have urinals. We don't. So.
I'm sure that they want to squat. I'm sure that's
okay.
One of
the things. Well, now they have big penises, and they can pee out of
them. Oh, really?
I'm talking about the guys
switching over to a girl.
Yeah, the girls that switch to guys, now they can buy fake penises and pee out of them.
Okay. So they
oh, my
fake.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. So, I don't even know.
On the adult level, but on the child level.
For the baby?
Baltimore schools says that they're in compliance with the mandate from the U.S. Department of Education on the access of restrooms to transgender people. And in a statement, the acting school CEO, Tammy Turner, mm-hmm. said that the district conducted training over the summer, and the Title 11 Civil Rights Law and the Rights of Transgender Students. And this is the quote: during the training, administrators were instructed that transgender students are to be treated in a manner that is consistent with their gender identity, including permitting them to use restrooms and locker room facilities that correspond with their gender identity. And she continued by saying that our administrators, school-based staff, and mental health providers collaborate with the school's district Title 11 coordinator regularly.
So we got baby transgenders.
Okay. That's I have a problem with that.
How so, man?
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Well, because I feel like being a child, you should not have that say-so right now. I feel like if this is what you want, I'm all for you being a vengeful individual. But,
yeah. You
changing your whole gender right now as a baby? No.
No. 18.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
So you're contradicting your previous...
No, I didn't. I just I made an addition to it, or I edited it just a little bit.
Addendum. She made an addendum.
Yeah, an addendum. Thank you. Thank you, CT.
This is what I was getting to. If you allow it, it's allowed. And these kids now that are going through some of these things, like I said, puberty, just normal difficulty and confusion when you're changing with your body and going from a little child to a teenager. This is something that you can just latch on to before you fully understand your body and even understand
right.
what you're going through. This can happen, but discrimination based on gender identity in public accommodations, housing or employment, so that's bathrooms, housing, employment, was prohibited in Baltimore in 2001 and by the state law in 2014. So that's what it is. Just so you know, that's one of the reasons why we see more people identifying this way, because it's something that they can say, you know, maybe this is what you're feeling. I just think it's a difficult decision to make. To me, it's like getting a tattoo when you're like 8, right?
Right,
because
and that's why they don't allow them to do that at 8.
Exactly, because you think that the tattoo's cool, you get it. But then later on, you're like, wait a minute, I got Dora the Explorer on my arm. You know what I mean? And it's like, when you get older, it's like, maybe it's not what I wanted to do.
Right.
You haven't even fully grown into your skin, so Dora's going to look crazy.
Right.
When you get a little bit older. So, but this is what it is. And so, can people be born transgender?
I say no.
You say no? All right.
Yeah, I say no. I think it's a choice. I don't think that you are born that way. To say that you're born that way in my mind is saying that God made a mistake. And that's deep, but I feel like, you know, I feel like it's a choice. Some people go with, you know, I was traumatized as a child, and so, you know, this is what made me that way. Sometimes people will say that. They have their own testimonies of what happened to them to bring them to that point. But I don't think that you're born in that way.
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. I definitely would like.
And that's my opinion. I know people are going to be like, no, but
yeah,
you know, that's what I believe.
That. I mean, I don't really have a thought on this. I mean, not a thought. I mean, I have a thought. I don't really know the answer. I would really like to talk to someone who's transgender and really get an idea of when they realized this or thought this or had this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely would, you know, would like to get that thought. So somebody with those things, yeah, back second room on the left. I definitely would like to.
What if you had somebody on the show that's not transgender but just gay? Like, because a lot of people always say you're not born gay. And I have a lot of gay friends, and they say that they were born this way.
Yeah, I mean,
they felt like they identified better with the same sex?
Yeah.
Or they had feelings for the same sex? Wow.
I would like to have somebody on the show that if they would want to speak about
it. I got a person. And she said she wasn't molested as a child. She wasn't traumatized. She had a father and a mother in the house.
Would she be willing to come on the show and talk?
Yeah, she would.
All right, that's cool. And if she
oh, that's
becomes
awesome.
Live,
look at y'all.
Wonderful. So I would like to quiz her a little bit and pick her brain and get a understanding of this. And definitely. So thank you, Lisa, for very controversial thoughts.
Well, you didn't ask her about pastors
dipping
in the sauce.
I don't know if she wanted to speak about
that. You said dipping in the sauce?
Yes. How do you feel about somebody like Pastor Jamal Bryant, who habitually is, sampling the women? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I was listening to you guys a little bit earlier when you said you wanted him to step down. You know what? I honestly would agree with him taking some time off. You know, maybe he needs counseling. Maybe he needs sex addiction. You know, AA for sex or something like that, where he can get help because, like you said, you can't be up in front of people, being a man of the cloth, and still doing what you do. You can't do that. That's just not how it works. You're held to a different calling, a different standard, because you took on that oath of being a preacher. Now you're leading people, and you're not setting a good example.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
with
we're all human, and I understand, you know, you're going to be attracted by women, and, you know, you're going to be enticed, but at the same time, you need help with that. And there's nothing wrong with people. He first has to admit that he has a problem. And then after that, then he can go forward. And it doesn't even give him the leeway because he's single. So if you're single and you are a preacher, you are supposed to stay until you get married to again in order to, you know, go forward with your sexual preference.
Lisa,
and that's what a preacher is supposed to do.
Lisa, I don't think he thinks he has a problem.
Oh. But then that is a problem.
it's definitely a problem. And I'm sure that we're going to definitely be able to continue having this discussion because my expose to expose preachers that are doing these type of things will continue. I am on a mission to bring to light not just Jamal Bryant, but other preachers who are living wrong.
Why?
Okay, yes. Other preachers who are living wrong, I plan to expose them. Thank you.
You are
all
something
right,
else.
Right.
Now, you know that you're going to get some lengthy comments. I know earlier this week people have been coming back and the response wasn't favorable. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. So we welcome all opinions.
All hate.
Yeah. Your radio on fire.
All right, all hate mail.
At the Diamond K Show, all social media stuff. And I have no problem sitting down and talking and having a debate with any sheep member.
Wow.
Yeah, any member. I speak sheep, so we can have the conversation.
Oh, my lamb chop.
I think that I am some heathen. Like, I know Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
No.
Like, I know the Bible.
Did you quote the Bible? chapter? The book?
Don't get it twisted, okay? I'm just saying. But, yeah, so that's all I'm going to say about that. Thank you, Lisa, for taking time from your Sunday activity to
talk
to us, our foolish.
You're welcome. Anytime. I told you that's what it is. It's family. That's what we do.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Y'all enjoy.
You'll be here Wednesday.
Okay.
At what time?
Yes. From 8 to 9, professionally forward. Yep.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. All right, guys. Okay. Enjoy.
He's a smoke detector.
What?
All right, so you know you had that beep. Everybody knows that beep, and definitely. So we'll be back next week with more conversations, and hopefully another pastor to expose. We'll see about that. It's out there. It's definitely out there.
He just keeps getting caught.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just he's come up. It's many times he's come up. But the bathroom debate. I think ultimately it is what it is. It's a law. It is a form of discrimination, and they're starting early. They're starting early, and
I just don't like it when transgenders use the excuse of being transgender and people having ill will against them, using it like for unemployment and other stuff like that. I'm definitely trying to use it for their advantage to get over on people. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I think that there is discrimination out there for people that are going through that.
But some of them use it to their advantage. It's not cool.
Yeah. There's always that. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section. Also, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, @TheDiamondKShow. Also on Snapchat, @TheDiamondKShow.
You got a Snapchat?
I started it, yeah.
Oh, I got to get one then.
Yeah, I got a Snapchat. I beat you to it.
You like it?
I just started yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm still trying to, you know.
Play around with it.
Yeah, but yeah, it seems like it's cool. What social media? Are you on social media?
Yes.
Okay. So Radio on Fire.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. So there we have it.
We'll one more topic.
Oh, what else do you want to talk about?
I thought we had three.
Well, what was the other one?
I don't remember.
I mean, look. If you don't have to go.
You didn't write them down?
I did. I wrote down those two. But I definitely can bring up something else if you want to talk about something else. I want to talk a little bit about this is why it's so important for thorough investigations. Okay, so DNA evidence exonerated a man convicted in a teen's 1998 murder.
That's here, right?
Yes, that was here. A man has been reunited with his family after years. He was sentenced to life for a Baltimore teen's murder. And ironically, his name, Malcolm Jabbar Bryant. And he was found guilty of the murder of a 16-year-old Tony Bullock.
White or black?
And had the charges dropped.
Was he white or black?
Because of DNA evidence.
Was the kid white or black?
Which one? Black.
The kid was black that he
the
was...
The one who was... Which
who
one?
Was murdered.
That I don't know.
We need to find that out.
Okay, so he'd been serving his life sentence plus 10 years. Rather than opposing a motion for a new trial after a Baltimore Circuit Court judge granted the motion, the state instead asked that the charges be dropped. Marilyn Mosby announced. And so let's go a little bit into the case. So he was convicted of stabbing Tony Bullock on November 20th, 1998. According to articles. Now, he was arrested a few weeks after Bullock was killed. Police said that Bullock was walking with her best friend and stabbed after a man grabbed her, demanded money, and pulled her into a vacant lot. Police said that robbery was the motive. And Marilyn Mosby said this is the first situation like this under her administration, and she hopes that it won't be the last. She said in a press conference that she apologized to the family of both Bryant and the victim, and she vowed to pursue all avenues of finding the real killer. She said the following statement: that my heart also breaks for Malcolm Bryant, who was only 25 years old when he was sentenced. So on behalf of the criminal system, I would like to apologize to the family of Malcolm Bryant. Mosby said that Bryant maintained his innocence and backed up by a number of witnesses at the trial. He exhausted all of the appeals and was working for post-conviction relief. Eventually, the University of Baltimore Innocence Project brought the case to her office, and court-ordered retesting was conducted in 2011 on nail clippings found partial DNA, and it just didn't match. It just was not a match. And they ordered some more testing in 2015 on the victim's T-shirt, where she was stabbed and found a full DNA sample that matched the earlier sample, which also did not match Bryant. So the only plausible explanation, this is their quote, we have for the male DNA presence under the victim's fingernails and in the area of the fatal wound on the victim's T-shirt, is that the DNA is in fact that of the killer's DNA, and that does not match Malcolm Bryant, said the chief state's attorney's conviction integrity unit. This is all that they needed to let him go. Wow, my goodness.
I just want to know what made him guilty, though.
Because they said so. Right.
Exactly, but what evidence?
They didn't have any evidence.
Right,
clearly.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. And that's why I'm like, was this a white woman? Was this a white jury? Like, what's going on? Because what evidence did you have to make him guilty?
I think you would have to go back to the judge on the case. I think you have to go back to who was the state's attorney prosecuting the case at that time.
Right.
And was it election season?
Right.
You know what I mean? We were cracking down on crime and all that kind of stuff, but clearly they had no evidence.
None whatsoever.
They had witnesses. This is fucked up. Mm-hmm. They cannot get back. He can't get back that time.
He can't.
So it's just, I'm thinking back.
They
I'm looking
try
back
to give
at this,
him some money.
At this date. And it's just, I'm going back to where I was
1998.
November 20th, 1998. And
my
it's
daughter
just,
was one. She's 19 now.
Right. Right. And it's just, it's unbelievable. And they definitely have a lawsuit.
Yeah.
They definitely have a lawsuit.
He has kids. He like missed out on their whole life.
Right. Right. I mean, it's just, and then the fact that they had no evidence. The evidence is that he was walking down the street. I mean, what's his evidence?
Right.
And DNA was in its infancy at that time.
Right.
That's no excuse. You didn't have evidence. Unbelievable. How many other people are in jail with this whole thing?
Just because the judge said he was guilty.
Definitely. Definitely want to send a special shout out to the University of Baltimore's Innocence Project, who investigate crimes.
Right, they've been getting a lot of people off, yeah.
That is, definitely want to bless them for this good work. This is definitely good work.
Well, they're like law students, right? Like,
Yeah. And some students are able to put this together. But that's why, I got to go back to it, that's why just because you're in a position doesn't mean you're qualified to do it.
None whatsoever.
Or that you're doing it right. When some students...
Or because you got them degrees.
Right. Well, some students' degrees don't mean shit.
Right.
Okay. All degrees mean is that
you took the class,
you were
pass.
Able to recycle the data that they told you to recycle. It doesn't give you common sense. It doesn't give you brain power. It just means I can repeat what you told
me
to repeat.
Right, but you took the test and passed.
Right. You still need to have common sense. You still need to have that. You still need to be able to have, reasoning and just, I don't know. But I definitely sympathize with the victim's family of the deceased person
because
killer's still out there.
Exactly.
They had put this to rest and thought that
the killer was
behind bars. Now all those feelings that they have are back up again. And this guy is basically getting to know a lot of people and just think that you have no memory of anything that happened from 1998 to right now. Internet, just everything.
Everything.
And now he's just trying to come back. This is a totally different world. Totally different world. But, you know, so it, unfortunately, there's a lot of cases like that. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at The Diamond K Show, RadioOnFire.com, His and Her Show, Sweet Tea, Yours Truly, Diamond K. We can go on and on. But we will be back next week, correct?
Correct.
Actually.
Correct.
Oh, no.
We weren't here last Sunday because Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. And actually, next Sunday is the white party.
Flywire
white party.
I think I might attend this year.
Yeah, so we'll be at the white party. What, you're gonna go? All right, so we're going to be at the white party. So we'll still be here broadcasting.
But
we'll be
in all white.
We're going to be in all white, and we'll be at the white party on the red carpet, getting it popping. I'm looking forward to that. So I believe this is like the seventh year, or maybe it's the sixth.
It's going
to
be what, Pier 6?
It's at Pier 6. Tickets still available at the white party. But you need to wear white, though. It's one of those things. Don't take it as discrimination. You just got to wear, if you can't get in, you got to wear white. Okay.
So do we have to start? You gotta put a ring on it all over again. Like what
yes.
happens with that?
So
I can be in it. I can.
Yeah,
be
we're
in
doing we're doing put a ring on it. It's going to actually be a series. So I just some other things came to me. So because
that
we lost
be
that. Yeah. So we are doing a new put a ring on it.
Are you doing a new cast?
We're doing a new cast.
So I'll be the leading guy.
And but before that, we are doing my bachelor party movie.
I'll be in that one too.
Yes. And so we get it popping. So it's a lot of things that's going to be going.
Big things is going to be
things,
big popping.
Things popping. Big things popping. We have a lot of packages also at RadioFire.com. So if you have a product, service, or business, something to advertise, hit us up, radioonfire.com, yourradioonfire@gmail.com. Thank you, Sweet Tea.
You're welcome.
As always.
A pleasure.
Next week, white party is going down.
It's going down.
All
right. What time does it start?
I have to get back to you on that. I believe it starts at 6.
6, yeah.
Yeah, I believe it starts at 6. Oh, yeah. I guess we could have been here. Never mind.
It's better to stream from there anyway.
Yeah.